Okay, tonight in the Ramban, we will turn our attention to Gan Eden. Parak Beis, Pasuk Ches, the Torah says, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. And Hashem planted a garden Be'eden in Eden, Mikedem. And the word Mikedem is a difficult word to interpret or understand. There are two various meanings that the word Mikedem generally means. On the one hand, Mikedem is sometimes a direction. It means to the east. Yamal, the Tzafon, the Kedmah, the Torah tells us different directions. It's the east. And Rashi favors this interpretation that the Pasuk is simply telling us where exactly in Eden was this garden planted. And therefore Rashi writes, the Mizracho Shel Eden, in the eastern side of Eden, Nata Hagan. That's where Hashem planted this garden. The Ramban, however, and the Targum Unklus do not favor this interpretation. They understand the word Mikedem to mean Mikadmin, from beforehand. The garden, so to speak, preceded the creation. It was already in existence before, already in Hashem's thought process before, that the Torah is telling us the special nature of this garden, that it wasn't just placed on the eastern side of Eden, but that Hashem planted a garden in Eden, Mikedem, that had existed before. What's the significance of the fact that this garden had a preceding or predating irrelevance to it? So the Ramban brings two examples or two aspects of it that create its uniqueness. Number one is the language of Vayita Hashem Elokim, that Hashem planted it himself. So the Ramban writes, this garden wasn't your ordinary garden where Hashem just, like all the other vegetation that existed in the world, that it just grew naturally without any particular order, without rhyme, without reason. It grew. This garden was very particular. The Ramban uses the word that it's as if Hashem himself said, the Kan Yihya Ilan Ploni. I want that tree right over there. The Kan Ilan Ploni. And that tree right over there. So that Gan Eden had an aspect, says the Ramban, that Hashem had a very hands-on approach to the way that it was structured, the way that it was set up, and exactly where every tree was done in a very specific manner. The second aspect, says the Ramban, that of the unique element of this garden is that it did not require any man or human elements to maintain it. That it had a divine aspect to it, and it would therefore maintain itself forever. In the Ramban's language, Lo Yazkin Be'eret Shashon, the roots would never grow old, Uva Ofer Lo Yomus Goya Gizom, they would never die. Ein Trichim La Oved Ve'Zoymer, nobody would need to prune it, nobody would need to work it. Ella, says the Ramban, it would maintain itself, the Kayamin Le'olam. It's always going to be there. That's the two aspects, says the Ramban in Gan Eden. It was preceded the creation. Hashem had it in mind from the very beginning. He put it in very specific places, and it would always exist on its own. That being the case, asks the Ramban the obvious question, what do we do a few psukim later when Hashem actually takes Adam, Vayikachas Adam, Vayanicheu b'Gan Eden, and he places them in Gan Eden? For what purpose does Hashem place Adam in Gan Eden? Va'avda u'lishomra, to work it and to guard it. Says the Ramban, if I have a divine garden where Hashem took the time to place every single tree exactly where he wanted, and it doesn't need man, then why exactly is Adam placed there, la'avda u'lishama? What is his purpose in doing so? Says the Ramban, two answers to this question. The first is a more simple one, the other one has much more significance to us. The first answer, says the Ramban, this special nature is only true in regards to the trees. The trees, the Otzei Hagan, had Hashem's stamp on them, and they had this blessing of being Kayam La'olam. They would always remain. But if Adam wanted to work the ground and produce other types of vegetation, that would require La'avda L'shamra, and that's why Adam was placed there, that if he wanted anything, he was in charge of doing that. That answer would require further study as to what's the difference in the nature of tree versus other type of vegetation, but that would be for another time. The second answer, says the Ramban, why is Adam placed there, La'avdol Hashamra, if we have a special divinely inspired garden? Says the Ramban, quoting from the Medrash, really La'avdol Hashamra is a reference to Karbanos. It's a reference to the fact that Adam HaRishon was required to bring certain sacrifices in Gan Eden, and he quotes to Psukim, in which the word Avda is in reference to Avdu Nesa Elokim, you should serve Hashem with Karbanos, and it says Tishmeru Lahakriv Li B'Moado, the language of Ul Shamra, is also used in context of Karbanos, so that Adam was required to bring Karbanos in Gan Eden. Why, says the Ramban, would Adam need to be or be responsible for bringing Karbanos? Says the Ramban, HaKavana Lahem, the purpose of this, Kol hatzmachin v'kol bali chayim, all living things in this world, tzrichim l'kochos ha'elyonim. They actually require some sort of a divine or spiritual strength from above, even as they function in a this-worldly manner. Umehem yovo lehem agidol. Their ability to grow only comes from a supernatural power. Uvekarbonos yamesheh habracha le'elyonim. Through man's bringing karbonos here, do you bring koach? Do you bring strength? Do you build power to the worlds up above? And then from those worlds comes the shefa, comes the influence to be able to cause things to be impacted down in this world. And with this idea, the Ramban introduces a concept which he's going to come back to over and over and over again, which we will see various times, that it's through our actions in this world which has an impact in the upper worlds, and it's from the upper worlds that the strength actually comes to accomplish things. But it's in our hands, in man's hands, in man's ability to accomplish that through his actions in this world to affect the upper worlds, and through those worlds to impact the influence that we have down in this world. One of the classic examples that the Ramban is going to bring that is the fact that Torah always, when it discusses the rewards which we will receive for doing the mitzvahs, seems to bring this worldly type of rewards. If you do the mitzvahs, you'll get rain, you'll have peace, you'll have blessing, you'll have children, you'll have all these good things. The Ramban asks, why does putting tefillin have to do with having peace? How does keeping Shemitah have to do with having rain? And the Ramban there is going to speak also about this concept, that it's through our actions that we will influence certain powers up in the upper world, and it's through our doing things down here that will influence things up there, which will then have an impact on us and the blessings in this world. And he introduces that concept for the first time in Gan Eden, that Adam HaRishon was responsible of the Ulishamra. He had to bring karbanos to make sure that a garden which was divinely inspired would continue to function in the way that it needed to through his actions of karbanos to influence the upper world, to influence the world down here as well. But we will return to this many times in the future.